Welcome back to the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, if you like this episode, which why wouldn't you? Download these episodes. Everything is available on civicmedia.us. Download the app, like, share, subscribe, all that crap. Because hey, this is pretty cool. Because you know, this is it, the show is statewide, and so is Festival Foods. Holy crap, we've got Mark Scogan back. What's up?
You were hanging out.
Yeah, right. You were talking on the other side about a cyber attack, and that's kind of been in the news a little bit. We've had it happen to our friends at Cellcom. I can't imagine like how horribly that would suck. What do you do in that case when you're your big supplier's like, sorry, bro?
Yeah, it was weird. You know, you hear about the cyber attacks and you just never thought that if it happened to your wholesaler, you were going to not be able to get product. That one didn't cross my mind. You'd hear about banks and everything else and what right. that does. But so when that happened, yeah, we went into scramble mode, asked another couple of wholesalers around the area, the state, that if they could help. And one stepped up. And so they were sending us product. But to order it, you know, is you have to get different guns to be able to order their product. And then what is their cost compared to what we're getting the product at? And how do you price it? And I mean, it's a it's a hornet's nest. So, and then our usual wholesaler was sending us product manually and we're ordering it from the other wholesaler. So now we're doubling up things. And, you know, just being in scramble mode to not run out of product was a real pain.
I just, you know, how many SKUs do you have at its store?
There's got to be 35,000.
So you know, it's like how do you go through all 35,000? And like, you know, not the wholesaler would, but it's like, hey, we're gonna rake them over the coals on pizza. Right. You know, like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was
try to keep all of that.
Quite the experience.
Oh my gosh, I want to kind of go back to something that you said about being the cornerstone of a community and how everyone kind of gathered around the grocery store. And I like, there are so many times and so many different things that we grew up watching the Shopko fireworks, you know, and that went away and you guys stepped in and you filled a void there. You filled a void with the marathon. Like, talk about that. Like that is something that's kind of the reason I really wanted to talk to you is the giving back to the community. Like, you guys live that.
Yeah. It's one of our five values. And, you know, I just grew up that way. Grew up with my grandpa he passed away when I was six, so I didn't know him very well, but he started things. And then my dad carried on with the community side of things. And the story I like to tell about, you know, really how it looked back then, you know, if you charged groceries, they wrote it on a slip of paper, like a three-ply piece of paper, and they put it in a file box. And you just pay at the end of the month or whatever. And my grandpa, you know, being a very good guy and wanting to help people out, would from time to time just rip up somebody's charge slip and forgive it. Maybe they lost a job, lost a spouse, whatever the case was, he'd throw it away. So somebody told me that story one time, and it was more like it came up in a way that was different than the second time I heard it. Somebody came up and said, you know, I knew your grandpa. He was a great man. This one time, somebody was down on their luck, and he just went to the file box and threw away their charge slip. And I thought, okay, this is real. This wasn't made up. Two people have told me now. And so that was just the mindset. And then just growing up, you know, as it relates to fireworks, you know, back many years ago, cities and communities had it in government that they could pay for it, you know, and that started to go away. You know, they just didn't do that anymore. And so all of a sudden now we don't have fireworks, and we didn't think that was right. So we like to step up. It's fun. It's family. Yeah. It's free. And those are the reasons we like to do that. And, you know, it's a celebration. It's a really cool time.
It's got to make you proud, though. You know, because, you get to, you know, like, my business is probably, like, one half of 1% of a, you know, a fraction of what Festival is. But to be able to get to a point where you can do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really nice. My dad has always said, you know, we're able to do it, so we should do it. And I was a chair for United Way campaign around here. Yeah. And so part of the job was to go out to businesses and say, hey, would you contribute? Can you be a part of this? And it was a real eye opener for me, because some places you went, you could just tell there was no thought of doing that. They wouldn't have the way to reach their people because it wasn't a value. It wasn't something that they cared about. And when I say that, I'm not saying that's wrong or that's a bad business, but you just saw that it wasn't there. They couldn't reach their people to say, hey, let's give. And I just grew up in it that way. Yeah. That's just what we did. Our people give in a big way to the United Way. Even if it's a small amount, it adds up when you have that many associates working with you. So stuff like that. And you're teaching those 16-year-olds their first job.
Yeah.
Even though you're given 50 cents a paycheck, that's something. It's a habit to get into. And we like that feeling as well.
What does the United Way do here in the community?
Well, I think the way I describe it is they assess the needs of a community, whether it's hunger, homelessness, and they know, you know, year to year what's trending in the wrong direction. And they kind of look at those, I don't know if it's 30 nonprofits around a community, and they look at them and say, all right, homelessness is getting out of control. We're going to fund more of our money that is given to the United Way into those homeless shelters or food pantries or whatever the case may be. So, you know, it gets asked at times with our people, well, I like the Boys and Girls Club. I just want to give to them. And that's fine. That's right. What the United Way can do is really assess the bigger picture on what's the biggest need in the community this year and kind of divvy it out that way.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. So you grew up knowing that you grew up in
Onalaska.
Mm-hmm. What De Pere's home base, Ledgeview.
Yeah.
What brought you there?
There was a store, the festival store that was here on West Mason was owned by somebody else and it wasn't doing well. It was going to go out of business. And the wholesaler at that time said, hey, you want to step in here because this isn't going to work with the people that are running it now. So we, first we did that in Marshfield.
Okay.
It wasn't a festival there. It was a different store. And, we stepped in, turned it around a couple of years. We're doing well. Same opportunity here and, just stepped in. So that's how we got to this side of the state.
Oh, that's awesome. Boy, that segment went really fast. We got Mark Scogan here on the Rational Revolution. We're going to talk rockers. We're going to talk music. We're going to talk all sorts of stuff when we come back. We'll be back right after this.